Binoculars?
Nope.
Notebook?
Mm-mm.
Pen?
No.
Water?
Uh-uh.
Sunscreen?
Sorry.
Hat?
No.
Right, looks like we're ready then.
Twitch with Alice Brennan. Birdwatching without the effort.
Just because we've got a half-hour show does not mean we don't have Twitch. Good morning, Bob Gosford.
Good morning, Alice. How are you today?
I'm well. Now I'm going to play a little sound that you and I and many people around Central Australia might be recognising, or they might recognise it at the moment. Have you heard that little critter? He's in town. He's dropped in for a visit, hasn't he, Bob?
Well, there are a couple of them, actually, which is really, really good news. Yeah, they are around, and you'll hear them. I got home yesterday from work and pulled into the house, and there were two of them right outside my house in a big gum tree, banging away and being mobbed by literally hundreds of miners and crows and magpie larks. And I was lucky enough to be able to grab my camera and get some shots of them. And they're absolutely a magnificent bird, not only in their call, but also just the sheer sight of them.
Bob, you'll be pleased to know that last week in our Christmas stocking wish list on Friday, there were three people that called up and requested that they be given one of these little critters in their stocking for next year.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you'd really want one in your stockings, and certainly a lot of the crows around town don't necessarily want one in their nest for Christmas, because, well, it's literally the cuckoo in the nest that is an unexpected present for a few of the crows around town, I think, this year.
You know, my favourite thing about this bird is the way it's described. Now, I'm going to let you say it because you love saying it so much, Bob. Come on.
Okay. What they are is an obligate brood parasite, which means that they have no choice but to lay their eggs in someone else's nest. Now, you can draw all sorts of analogies with people and so forth about that, but that's what this bird is, and that's what a lot of cuckoos are. They don't have a choice but to
Why don't they have a choice? Is it because they can't be bothered building their own nest?
Oh, I don't know. Look, I'm sure someone somewhere has got something close to a definitive answer to that. Doesn't come to my mind at the moment. It's something to do with evolution, some sort of advantage that comes from doing that, or maybe it's just one of those evolutionary dead ends that we hear about every now and then.
Now, when I was chatting to you before about this bird, you were telling me all about the song lines and how they came down from Darwin to Central Australia.
Well, from Darwin, basically there's a line of waters, which is the same line of waters that they used to build the telegraph station. You know, there's either a well or a rock hole or a riverbed or something, you know, 80 miles or is about the distance that they can take a horse without water. So to build the telegraph line, they had to find these waters. And it's one of those quirks of biology and human history that the same waters, by and large, that the telegraph line builders used is also what brings the Channel Bill cuckoo to Alice Springs. Mm. It doesn't go much further south than here that I've heard of, but certainly, you know, they come here and they've been coming here for quite a long time and breeding. And there are associated Aboriginal connections with those birds as they travel down from the top end they migrate from Indonesia and Papua New Guinea and then come down through the territory and also down the east coast.
Mm. Now I'm just going to play a sound. We've only got a minute left. I'm just going to play a sound again. Hang on. Now, you're doing a little bit of a call out. If you've heard or seen the Channel Billed, oh, we're going to reveal it, the Channel Billed cuckoo, obligate brood parasite that he is, around Alice Springs, you want to hear about it, don't you, Bob?
Yeah, I do, because over the last couple of weeks, I've long been fascinated by Channel Billed cuckoos as part of my research, but now that I'm in Alice Springs, I'd really like to hear any reports that people have of them being around.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a few of us around town who've been tracking
on Twitter as such.
We've been tracking him on Twitter, and the Twitter link for that is...
You've got 15 seconds for it.
Okay, # capital C, capital B, capital C, capital A, Alice Springs.
Oh, geez, that's common. Capital B, C, B, C, A, Alice Springs. Bob Gosford, thank you very much. We'll talk to you very shortly. See ya.
Thanks, Alice.